You like that theme from Taxi, Pedro?
Is that Taxi?
It was Taxi, man. One of the saddest network shows that was ever out there. That's why I like it. I'm in a depressed fucking mood. This is a depressing fucking song.
Yeah, it was like,
about
I don't know,
a sad goddamn show.
How are you expecting me to like something sad?
Yeah, I know. You don't have a set of balls. You can't dwell in the darkness like I do.
I don't know how that works.
You're all dancing clowns,
I'm sure,
and cymbals and free love.
I feel just good all the time,
man. Is that what it is?
I feel good all the time.
Does that come with the territory of having abs and shit?
I don't.
This is the part of the song I hate, once it gets slightly hopeful sounding. I like just that sad shit in the first 1 minute.
Things turned around.
Yeah, fucking hate that. I just want to listen to the loop that they use at the beginning of Taxi. Yeah, oh no, I don't like this. Let's go back. There you go. That is a sad flute, whatever the fuck that is, a French horn.
It doesn't sound that
sad.
Oh, it
does.
I'm sorry, dude. I've watched some Bashy films. I swear to God he used the same thing when he's showing like a...
You watched some what films?
Bakshi? Ralph Bakshi?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Some cartoon films.
Is he a gay pornographer?
He could be.
Okay.
You know? He's still working. He hasn't got there yet.
Yeah, I think gay porn sells pretty well.
He's done some X-rated stuff. He did Fritz the Cat.
Oh, shit. I know Fritz the Cat.
I was going to say, I could see this just being the beginning of the Valley of the Elves.
Oh, no. I could see this being the song I go out to. And, like, I have to race
really
to blow
not,
my
really
head
not,
off.
Really not making a point for having balls with saying the Valley of the Elves.
Yeah, really.
Sorry.
You fucking queen.
Yeah, I do. I got big balls. This sounds like the Elves song.
Yeah, no. I would take the gun. And I'd get it done in the first 60 seconds, so I wouldn't have to listen to the happy part. Be like, yeah, life is a fucking toilet circling the drain, and then I'd open it up.
Do it in the valley, not in the house, okay?
Oh, no, yeah, you always...
You need to resell the house.
You can't blow your head off boys and girls in a home.
If you learn anything from this show...
Yeah, seriously, if you're about to kill yourself, and I know, like, some people would say, like, call 1-800-SUICIDE or some shit like that. Look, if you've really made up your mind... Just do it outside, because otherwise they charge, what, thousands or something for a special, like, death crew to come in and get your fucking bits
I'm
off
sure,
the wall.
Sure, yeah.
And you know, it's like, I don't care how much you're paid, it's still, at the end of the day, some guy who truly doesn't give a fuck.
You're being a dick to him.
Yeah, it's still Jorge and Eduardo and, you know, Fausto coming in. And they're doing their 4 hours, but they're not really going to get in there and get all the fucking bits of skull and shit out of the corners of the room. And your mom's going to come in like years later and find a bit of you and just barf and be depressed again. Just do it in the woods. Do it in the fucking woods.
I thought that was a cat tree, but I knew that was a skull.
Stain up some tree bark. It'll look like some kids threw a pumpkin against it after Halloween. And then call it a day. That way your loving family is spared having to pay several thousand dollars for a half-ass cleaning job. On top of everything else. On top, you know, the insult or the injury on top of the insult or the insult on the injury.
Oh,
I don't know which.
Yeah, on the incredible amount of dollars it is to die.
Yeah, dying does cost. I don't think you get money if you kill yourself, right? Like most
no,
insurance
you don't,
policies,
but
yeah will fuck
to be
you.
Buried, to be embalmed.
Easy 6K.
Yeah,
easy
it's
6,
ridiculous.
7K.
Yeah,
that's
don't make it worse
shit.
On everybody because you did it inside.
Tombstone on top of it, and a good, you know, a good Christian gravesite isn't gonna let you in. Like, yeah. Who wants a fucking suicide with your soul
not under 10K? They
roaming
are.
The ground under every full moon. Who the fuck needs that? It's Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio. He is Pete Maybe. Show's website's in papasbasement.com. I'm at Papa's Basement on Twitter, as well as Instagram, facebook.com/papasbasement, youtube.com/papasbasement. We're on iTunes. We're on Stitcher. Subscribe on all that shit.
Ooh.
It really helps.
That's on a roll.
Yeah, yeah. Sir, subscriber numbers are what kind of forces, I guess, us to be boosted in some sort of mythical ranking where one day we'll be in the top 1,000. And some lost soul right after he's like, you know what, I'm sick of
you know,
fucking calling
1-800-SUICIDE.
You know,
once you make it to the top 1,000, you have to start fighting the rest of them.
Yeah, yeah, then you're really just turning on the poon spigot.
Exactly,
once
yeah.
Once you're in the top
1,000. Then
1,
you're in a hell of a show.
Top 1,000 iTunes comedy podcast. Oh, it's just a pussy spigot. It smells like tuna water. You just turn it on, and it's like you're emptying can after can of tuna in the sink. Oh.
I used to live in a country home like that.
Spelled C-U-N-T, yeah.
Damn it.
Shit. Yeah, so I've every so often I get very depressed. I'm there right now. It's all good. I say that because if I said, you know what?
I'm not good.
I'm not actively planning suicide. That's when we're in the true red zone, when I have to lie to friends and they're like, what are you doing? I'm like, nothing. Not dreaming about borrowing a gun from a friend.
No. The Patreon's not a front for my for my funeral expenses.
Because I do want to kill myself indoors. I'm not a fucking savage. I guess if you do it, just go to a hotel or like a public place.
Why the hell would John be outdoors?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The sunshine, the birds chirping. Fuck that.
Dude, really?
No one need that noise.
Yeah. You're going to do it here.
Now, you can tell when I'm like really fucking bummed because I call it two-vicing, where I can't just do one vice to make the pain go away. Like at all times, you can ask Pete over here.
Mm-hmm.
I can't just be a human being and present in the moment.
Vice expert extraordinaire.
At the very least, I need a drink. I need a, well, we'll say a vape so that, you know, they don't sue me 20 years later for getting lung cancer. And they're like, how'd you do that? Wasn't a cigarette. Not that I've admitted to publicly. I need YouTube streaming, more Netflix streaming. But if I'm on YouTube, I'm always listening to a Not Logan Highest Primates channel. There's your plug, buddy. We appear there.
Which everybody should listen to.
Yeah, we're on Not Logan's channel alongside Ron Bennington, Opie and, well, not Opie and Jimmy. Opie, comma, and Jimmy.
Yeah. And Jim and Sam and the Bill Burr Show.
Yeah, we're all in the same breath as that shit.
Yeah.
Same talent
exactly,
level,
yeah.
Same fame recognition.
Logan has been a big help to us, so we did want to tell you guys that are listening to the channel and hopefully that are listening and staying into our YouTube channel that are subscribing to Logan's channel
both.
As well.
Doesn't hurt you.
Yeah.
You can watch our clips twice, once on the Papa's Basement channel, once on Not Logan Highest Primate. Four words kind of mushed together. Just Google them. You'll get a link. You can subscribe. It's very simple.
And I think once you get onto Logan's channel, you're going to see that, wow, he's got a...
You'll find a lot of things better than this show. Is that what you're tiptoeing around?
No. I'm just saying, you're going to see how much he's doing over there, and you're going to be like, I want to donate. So
he does a lot.
Go ahead and donate.
Logan's one of those guys that does so much uploading for, like, what? I don't really know the reward. In theory, I have a reward out of doing my show, and I don't want to do
it. Pennies on the listen.
Yeah, he just does this shit.
Yeah.
I don't want to say it's Christ-like, but it is.
It really is.
Like, when's the last time Jesus did shit for anyone? Like, 2,000 years ago?
I looked up Logan recently on the, I did a little search on the Opie and Anthony.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and he's like myth.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's Legion.
Did he take, like, a shit in a 55-gallon drum or something
like that?
No,
they're just like, who is he?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I guess we kind of know secret identity.
Yeah.
Still Logan, but.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. We know a little more than that. I guess we know that Weapon X's name is Wolverine. That's kind of how close we are. Yeah. Or Logan.
He's not old man yet.
It all comes together. Wow. Yeah. So I've been double vicing. I have found illegal streams of King of the Hill online, and I've had that in the background while I play my 3DS for about 10 hours a day. Like, anytime I'm not at work, I'm just doing that. I am too down to look at porn right now.
You know, in my prime,
yeah,
that would have been fine. Like, I played so many RPGs, especially JRPGs, just sitting there, spending time on that. I mean, there's still people probably listening to the show that still do that and are happy with that. But you equate that to being like, there's probably something a little disconnected.
Yeah. It's called, I don't have enough dopamine to get through my life. And just, I can't be in a room and not doing something. And I realize we're all ADD and we feel that to some extent, but like, I'm really like, oh, you're making me like face my demons. Where's the nearest window?
Have you ever tried just wearing like a trench coat and then you just open it whenever you're in a room where like you're uncomfortable?
Oh, you mean when we do role play and you're Klebold and I'm Harris?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, sometimes I tuck it.
Yeah, and we make the doom levels and we do the practice run for when we're going to shoot up all those fucking cheerleaders who never fucked us.
Okay, yeah, like that time. Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay,
trench
cool.
coats, yeah.
Okay, that's...
No, there's supposed to be nothing underneath those, not guns.
Oh, you mean a flashing thing.
Yeah.
No, man, you say trench coat, I'm shooting the star quarterback. That's where my brain goes.
I know.
Someone had sex in high school. Look at you. You're like, why would
those
I want
to? Those guys
him?
Had it right. And until you had sex, and then you're like, yeah, maybe they were wrong. I don't know.
No, they just needed that fucking tuna spigot out in the country.
Yeah, they should have done a podcast, honestly.
Oh, God. That's really what would have happened. Bunch you ever think jackasses. About that? How those kids, like, 20 years later wouldn't have done that, probably? Or maybe they would have. What the fuck do I know? But I...
No, they probably wouldn't have, like, at the time. I don't feel like you don't harbor that for that long. You're either going to do it right there, or you're just not going to do it. Maybe you'll do it, like, when you're 50 and, you know, you'll cut a body up or
it's
something.
It's not a comedy career. It's not something you keep in the back of your mind for, like, 20 years as you just, like, get married, have kids. You're
I've
not, like,
always
you know,
wanted to do stand-up.
I've always wanted to shoot up my high school when I was 18. I always wanted that to happen.
What a Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Fucking, that would be amazing. Oh, my God. Like, they get actors to play the bullies and shit you hated and then get
well,
murdered.
Well, you know what? Yeah.
They're not actors. They're vagrants. And you just get to shoot a bunch of hobos. And yeah.
Dude, problem solved.
That would be good.
Problem solved.
Did you ever... I never really wanted to do the kill anyone thing at high school.
No. No, but I knew a guy who brought a gun to school.
Oh, shit. I mean...
He was like, I got to fight later. I'm bringing a gun to school. It's like... Okay.
You gotta stay alive on these mean streets.
I guess so.
Of suburban VA.
Yeah, no, but it was like white versus... It was like blonde versus blonder.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say white versus something else. No, and I'm like, he needed to bring two guns.
No, the thing was, yeah, because I am from Woodbridge and it is pretty ghetto.
Yeah, exactly.
I was actually talking to Brian about this a couple days ago, and he was like, yes, I know Woodbridge is very ghetto. But the thing was,
you mean
it was the very
sometimes co-host
whitest.
Brian Bolte.
Yes,
with
Brian,
a little queer accent mark on the E.
With the curly Q in the hair.
The little Garthon mark underneath the E.
Little Brian.
That's true. He does have like my weird clown hair when he grows it out. That's why I
he
shave
does,
it
He does, but he grows it out, yeah.
Oh, because mine's gone gray
he
now?
He needs to shave it.
Oh, mine looks like an old woman's cunt.
Yours looks like Sandy. I don't know what's going on there.
I'm aging. I'm moving toward death, not away from it. So, yeah, it's going to be sandy and then just all gray.
Listen,
then I'm going to look like a Henry Rollins
minus
the fitness.
I'm not going to make fun of you right now. I know you're like kind of
Oh, it's all
edge.
Good.
I'm
not
fragile.
I need some sort of interaction that isn't me fucking staring at Link running around Termina.
But old Whitey brought gun to other Whitey.
Mm-hmm.
Thought that was pretty crazy. He ended up getting, you know, before the fight even started. I mean,
before the fighty?
Yeah, before the fighty.
With Whitey?
Fighties of Whiteys.
Okay.
Five. He got caught with that gun really super early because you don't bring a gun to school and not show anybody. You're stupid.
Yeah. I mean, I remember
you
when
gotta
I was
look
in sixth
pretty
grade,
cool before you use it.
We had a kid who just brought a magazine, a Hustler, back when that was like.
Oh, I thought you meant like with bullets in it.
No. I know like nowadays kids would just bring an iPad and be like, here's dogfart.com. But this was the innocent days when you had to acquire physical pornography. And yeah, you
I
don't bring that.
Dogfart's dead, bro.
You don't know. I don't want to live in that world. Way to shove me towards the dark.
Dead.
Just pushing me right into that
There's
6 feet.
There's plenty of blacks on blondes. You'll be all right, dude.
All right. Yeah. Black.com. That's a good one. What?
Blacked?
Blacked. Yeah.
Yeah.
I might enjoy black now.
Yeah,
man.
It's all right.
And by now and then, I mean every time I come. Then
I was
going to
say.
What?
Oof, I could just rattle off a list. Things that make us come.
Yeah. Your
hey,
smiling face.
Speaking of school shootings.
Sure.
Things that make us come.
Yeah. School shootings. That time I beat off in the the locker room. What were we're tracking with?
We're tracking with depression just overall.
Sure.
Really.
But.
You.
Yeah.
No, with your video games.
Yeah. I'll be on meds next week. By the time we're recording, so
speaking of,
I'm sure
I got a couple if you want to buy them.
I don't care to buy them so much, but
okay,
I'll borrow them off you.
That's fine. Yeah.
Kindly pay you Tuesday.
Will you buy me a 12 pack?
No, I'll just wait the week to get my free pills from Costco.
That's because you know I'll buy it, right?
Yeah.
I'll wait.
That's like sick
yeah,
boy
you know
turning
what?
To Spud, and he's like, "Your turn to buy heroin." It's like,
you know
nah,
what?
I'll wait too.
I'll wait too. 15 minutes? Okay, I'll buy my
own. Yeah,
you're
not going to outlast me when it comes to one of us is buying the booze tonight. Yeah, it'll be Pete. It'll be Pete every fucking time. I'll set my watch to that shit.
Damn it.
Yeah, so I will be on meds. Hopefully they won't make me stupid and less funny.
I mean,
you got to do what you got to do,
yeah.
I guess, but I already...
We'll
like,
go up on stage and I'll be like, all right,
I don't
John,
want my brain to fail to make connections. You know, because I'm going to one day make a living in this world of mine being able to name Dylan Klebold and whatever Harris.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, my God, it's already started. I can't remember his name.
Dylan and Dylan.
Dylan Klebold.
Calvin Harris.
Calvin Harris, sure. That works for
sure.
Me. Yeah, so that's about it. I just needed to talk about that for a sec.
Yeah, I just need to get that out there.
A little bit,
know
yeah.
And then, you know, apropos of nothing, that the Patreon exists.
Exactly. Start giving us money.
Yeah.
So my parents, well, my mom, my remaining parent, can afford to clean off the walls if I do get lazy. Like, if it's really cold outside.
Yeah, we need, like, a little something. You guys realize there's a lot of shows going on here.
And, I open the door, and that icy breeze hits me. I'm like, I'm not killing myself in that. And I want to go under that toasty blanket.
Ooh, it is way too cool.
Yeah.
It's not
the fucking Revenant. I'm not going to die.
Suicide notes for every season.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
The birds are chirping. The creek is thawing to the tempo of the blood dripping from my shattered temple.
If you had a time,
mm-hmm.
What would it be?
Time of day or time of year?
Season. Yeah.
Season. Not fall. There's too much to live for in fall. It's like the 1 4-week period in the shithole we live in, Northern Virginia, where
we're both
it's
thinking
not
spring,
humid.
Right?
God, I could see myself doing summer more than anything, actually.
Yeah, like in the hot of summer.
Yeah, like your nut sacks are stuck
to
your legs for 3 weeks.
I was
going
to say, my balls
are
stuck.
Yeah, you got that swamp asshole. You're just angry looking to fight with anyone. Yeah. Yeah, I could see myself getting into a fight with someone and be like, I'll fucking show you, pal. And then there goes the roof of my skull.
It's, was it 127 or 128? 128 hours?
127.
Seven, I think, yeah.
127.
With your balls stuck on the chair.
It's bad. It's bad, man. I don't... There's, like, this... I mean, I know I have to lose weight, but there's, like, this time where you almost have to, like, spread your thighs to kind of air out whatever the fuck's going on in there.
My girlfriend's been making fun of me all summer. She's like, you just walk so weird lately.
Yeah, you're trying to do the flying squirrel.
I'm getting older. My balls are saggier.
Holy
like,
shit.
I have to just walk wider.
Is there one cosmetic surgery you're looking more forward to having the throwaway cash for than the excess ball skin removal
don't
thing?
Don't need it.
Really? Oh, so you were just fucking doing bits here.
No, I'm saying. I'm saying don't need the ball skin.
Oh,
yes.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying don't need the surgery.
Tighten those fools up.
Yeah.
Don't let them cling to everything. Don't make me... I always have to check them out. Like, every time, you know, like, hey, guys, sorry I'm late to the meeting. Let me uncling my balls. And then I'm going to sit down, if that's cool with everybody.
No, Charlie, I seriously, it looks like a ye olde timey coin purse down there now. Like, you could take enough skin to, like, fucking do the cover to the Necronomicon. I hate it. I don't know when I got old balls, but boy, did I get them. Oh, it's disgusting. God, I don't deserve to get fucked.
It's the perfect time of year for them.
Just
it's
old saggy balls.
Big time of the year.
Because they go down my legs, they keep them warm.
Old balls.
I can't take it. I can't fucking take it. You're still in shape.
No, that skin's got to be useful somewhere.
You're
right?
Completely. Yeah, like,
I mean, I'm
if you're
right,
ever
I'm
in a Conestoga wagon and making your way to California, because that's where you're going to start over after murdering the mayor of your last town, and you get, like, frozen in. And you're looking for non-vital flesh, you can feed yourself in bits. That's where your extra ball skin would be great.
If you ever need a new roof for your convertible.
Yes, a nice ball skin convertible. I wonder if the Nazis ever did that to the Jews. If, like, ball skin
there's
was the most
there's got to be a car out there, yeah.
With those weird little...
Oh, especially
purple
with their with their pride in their German cars. Yeah, there's got to be,
true.
Like, one... Just convertible car.
The VW Ballskinza. Yeah. Oh, that is rough, man.
This Volkswagen.
God, that would just not be a good car to take out on a rainy day. That
car stinks.
Can you imagine?
Why does your car smell so weird?
Like it rains. Yeah,
it went to the gym.
A spring rain, and then it just immediately gets hot afterward. Oh, that'd be bad. Birds pecking at the skin of your car. Can't have that. Disgusting.
It's gross.
When are you going to stop, you and Oathman, when are you both going to stop taking turns, putting me on all fours, and fucking my ass and mouth? And when are we going to go to Shrimp Fest? because now that I've beat Majora's Mask on the 3DS, I don't have any games that I can truly drown my pain in, meaning I can't just watch King of the Hill. So it's all come crumbling down. But you know what I do have up until the first week of November? I have Shrimp Fest.
Go.
And my usual friend that I do all my disgusting eating with, Rich, he's allergic as shit to shrimp. So I might be. I need my fit friend.
But I'm ready to find out.
They, like, they don't have EpiPens there? Come on, man.
They better, and they really should. By the way, you know what?
They have 18 EpiPens.
You know what? Fuck everybody that's like, oh, I need to have one. Every restaurant should buy one. They make a shit ton of money.
Do you really? Are you saying that with a straight face? Do you not think?
I think some of them don't have one.
This is Red Lobster. This is the fucking Cadillac. Okay? This isn't Captain D's.
I was like,
D's.
You just said Red Lobster.
This isn't
like,
Arthur
Kretcher's.
You don't
think they're not ready for that, man?
This is Red Lobster, yeah.
They don't have a fucking plunger in their bathroom.
Yeah, you got one on each hand. Come on.
Okay. Did they give you a fork?
Why
did
would they
give you a fork?
Why
okay,
would they
you
leave
a
out a plunger? Like, isn't that something you just, like, walk out and tell the maitre d'?
I need a plunger.
You want a loose plunger?
I don't want to use a plunger. I'm just saying, you know, I don't want to after the next guy.
Well, I would hope someone would waltz out and own up to the shellacking they did.
I'm about to, and I'd rather flush it myself.
He's my butler. Now, you and Oathman, we decided we were going to record...
Both use too much toilet paper.
We were going to record us all trying to get to 100 shrimp each at Shrimp Fest.
Yes, you guys should be aware of this.
Detail my strategies, my stratagems, my plans for it, what types to avoid. You never touch the cheese biscuits.
I'm going to win.
No, I'm going to fucking bury you both. That's what's annoying. And
I'm
then I'll get to walk
business,
out all
man.
Fat guy. Like, I beat the two thin guys eating a ton. Shocker.
Fuck that, dude. I'm going to win.
Don't even waste business. Don't waste my fucking time. You're going down.
Show up in a business suit.
My brother and I used to like casually walk in there and put down 70. You think I can't turn on the afterburners, get that last 30? This is all I can think about now.
I'm kicking your ass.
I beat Majora's Mask last night, and I woke up today, and I'm like, Shrimp Fest. We got all of October.
Beat a video game, and then we're just like...
Yeah, now I'm going to eat some shrimp.
Now I got to eat some shrimp.
That is triumph in the modern times.
I can see that.
Beat a 3DS game, which is a little handheld system designed for... A kid
Children.
Riding in the back of a minivan as their parents take them to Disneyland.
With wood paneling.
Exactly.
In the 70s.
Yeah, big Chrysler logo on the hoodie. Yeah, and all I can think about is going with you and O and Chris Lingbach. He's always invited if he wants to destroy his heart
as
well.
If he wants some.
Yeah, the four of us can go
sure as hell
eat
no,
a
we
disgusting
can't hang.
Volume of shrimp and chronicle it on YouTube. And I want to do that, but... O's acting like life's worth living. He's doing school a couple nights a week. You're busy having sex sometimes.
Yeah, like totally sometimes,
working
too.
Other times. I can't handle it.
I work most of the time.
I can't
have
handle
sex
both
sometimes.
Of you doing things with your lives. I just need some people on call to eat some fucking shrimp with me.
Dude, I'm ready to eat some shrimp.
When? This is all talk so far. If October goes by... And we haven't done that.
Look at the calendar.
There will
Let's
be blood.
Let's pick a date. I will do it.
Okay. Like, this is no...
100%.
This is no joke. This is no bit. What days of the week work for you to put down 100 shrimp, possibly vomiting for several hours afterward?
Thursdays.
Thursdays are the best for you?
Yeah.
O's in school. O's in class. He shut down,
everybody
I believe,
with their...
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
I'm going to better myself.
I know.
Eat some
That's
shrimp,
how I feel.
Asshole.
That's how I feel. Yeah, Jesus. You want to better yourself? Eat a tail, too.
Eat some
too.
Shrimp, yeah.
Yeah, get some calcium in there.
Exactly, yeah. You don't need to turn that motherfucker.
It'll only slow you down. I mean, if you want to be fucking Prince Harry over there, yeah, deter
Yeah,
him.
Do we have a time limit?
No, we can sit there as long as it takes. The limit will not be time. The limit will be you wanting to vomit and you questioning, why am I doing this?
Okay.
It's the same thing with me playing Majora's Mask.
Will the revolution be televised?
For 1 month, I was like, I'm going to 100% this without cheating. And you know what? I got all the
I'm
way there.
I'm going to 100% the shrimp.
Except a quarter of a heart piece. And by the end of two nights of hunting for that thing, I was like, motherfuck this. I've got other games I want to play. Oh, we have an incoming call. Let's see. Let's bring up the phone. We haven't done levels on that.
Oh, who's eating some shrimp?
I don't know. Caller, are you there? Do I have to pot you in? Oh, I hung up. God damn it. Why is everyone so slow on that?
Call back, caller.
Call back. fucking hate the phone machine, or the phone, as some people call it. Now we're just going to stare. We're going to wait for that call to come back in.
We're going
to
have me telling you that I'm going to kick your ass in eating shrimp, and I'm ready to put...
You can't do that.
$50 fucking dollars on that shit, dude.
This is annoying. Why? Okay. Caller?
That's me again, sorry.
That works.
I feel the need to drive over there and give you a big hug and feed you some fried shrimp.
Oh, this is Brian Bolte. What's up, buddy?
Brian Bolte.
You're breaking up. Where are you?
Are you
I apologize.
Yeah, you're breaking up.
Are you on your Wi-Fi again?
I am on my horrible phone. You guys...
Oh, no. Are you calling from a Ting phone? I know you're married with kids,
He's our biggest fan from Antarctica. Brian Bolte.
I'm calling from my Boost mobile phone.
Yeah, really, man. I know you're married with kids, but come on. don't send them to college. Get a working phone. Sign up with Verizon, for fuck's sake. They don't need braces.
I have Sprint.
Oh, come on. Sprint, you don't care about anything.
I wanted to put this out there, man. If you want to get some shrimp, buddy, we'll go get some shrimp.
Okay, you know what?
Oh, Brian's in.
Yeah.
Brian, are you trying to say you could kick my ass or something?
I could eat more shrimp than you.
Yeah, we all can.
I saw that size medium shirt you wear.
Yeah, exactly.
I could put some shrimp down. Maybe
I wear that to fake out my opponents.
I don't know, bud.
It makes my dick look bigger.
You don't need any help with that, buddy. That thing's a monster. not that I was looking.
Shit, she showed you.
No, Pete's shirts you get in the same place you get your little Buster Brown shoes, little saddle shoes, man.
Last week I could see his heartbeat through his pants. So
Jesus Christ,
what's going on?
Sounds like
there.
A Kesha lyric. yeah, man, I'm down, and I know Pete's crowing over here. Wouldn't that be fucking horrible? Like, he's both in better shape than me and can out-eat me. Like, the one fucking thing my disgusting girth should carry with it, the ability to crush food, and he betters me at that, too.
He's going to go hit the gym and then just pound shrimp.
If he does that, he wouldn't live through the ride home. It would be like fucking Maury getting the ice pick in the base of his skull. I thought he'd never shut up.
I'm going to do, like, the Chuck Liddell workout where, like, I kind of got the top half going on, but I got the gut like a monster. I just harvest shrimp.
Nothing wrong with the power gut. Cultivating mass. All right, yeah, so Brian.
That's where the power is.
Brian, if you're in for Shrimp Fest, man.
Anything to make you smile, John, because after listening to the beginning of this show and that taxi theme.
it's good, isn't it?
We need to cheer you up, buddy.
That's what everyone should feel. All the women should send me pictures of their anus and or Vagoo. DM.
You know what?
How's that Vagoo, girl?
Start a hashtag.
Hey girl, how's that Vagoo?
Cunts out for Papa.
I was gonna say, hold on, I gotta walk away because my kid's here. Yeah. Cunts out for Papa.
My kids are here. Can you say it?
Well, yeah, buddy. So you're in for what days work best for your shrimping? Knowing that I'm pretty much fucked on Tuesdays, although flexible there. O will big time us. I think Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
That's okay.
So what are we going to plan for a Saturday? Like a real fancy evening?
We need to find a stand-in for O's class. Just take notes for him.
That's true. A proxy.
I know somebody who's probably really good at class in improv.
He might actually be trying to learn something, though.
Ugh, why?
Dude, gross.
You get to a certain age.
It's all a charade.
Yeah.
You age at a logarithmic pace.
Oh, yeah?
You're 35, you blink, you're 80. Just die. You know what I mean?
How many people are you going to know there? It's all about who you know. Oh, I know my teacher. He taught me a couple things.
So what days work best for you, Brian?
Weekends would probably be the best for me.
All right, you know what?
But, it sounds like we're in a dangerous situation with you, my friend.
Let's aim for a Sunday. Let's aim for a Sunday shrimp bukkake. We'll do it.
Let's do it.
Not this Sunday, right?
No.
Yeah, I was gonna say that. That would be gnarly because this Sunday we're going to O'Sullivan's in Arlington.
Yep. Oh yeah, to watch Mr. Bolte, 7 to 9 O'Sullivan's Arlington. Do we know exactly when you're on stage? Because I want to know when five minutes later I'll be leaving.
I am going to contact the host. Mm-hmm. They would not give me a time, and I think they do that because It's a bringer show, and they want you all sucking down half-price wings and drinking expensive beers get as much money out of your pocket.
Do I have to buy booze? Let me rephrase that. How many beers will you have to buy for me as we sit there?
I, by the way, have drinking all of the required drinks for every comedy show that John and I have ever been to.
Yeah, you know, that's like me crying. Oh, I ate all the pizza that Pete had to eat. We both got our vices.
It's not a brag.
That Pete had to beat off.
It's really funny. We go to clubs and they're like, "There's a 2-drink minimum."
Yeah, and I just
John will have 2 Long Islands.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and you just double.
And I will have 2 G&Ts.
The wonderful thing about this place is there is no drink minimum.
That
you
is
just
beautiful.
Have to show up.
Good.
Because
they always try and stop me.
I was going to say, and they won't be like your normal comedy club where you pay $12 for a drink. So I think they have specials on Sundays. They just want people bodies in the door.
Yeah, fantastic.
So come out and see us.
Yeah, they are 3207 Washington Boulevard, Arlington, Virginia, 22201.
This Sunday is what, October 9th?
O'Sullivan's.
October 9th.
Yeah, if you are in the Nova area, DC area, and you are interested, you can tweet at Papa's Basement. You can tweet at Chokes on Ritalin. Choke on Ritalin. Any of us will give you the info.
Maybe.
Yeah, we'll be out there. It'll be a whole big thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Brian.
It'll be fun. Tell the people up front you're here to see Papa's Basement, and they'll sit you with us. And
there you go.
I guess I should probably go write my set.
They'll sit you in the back with us and the colored help.
That's what I requested. All right, boys.
All right, Brian.
Have
later,
a good show,
Brian.
Guys.
That's our spot.
He doesn't want us to have a good show. He wants us to flounder without him.
What?
I mean that in the sense of failing, not sounding like the fired DC-101 DJ.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we talked about him earlier.
Did we? Oh, we did outside, yeah.
Yeah, just for a second.
It's weird. Flounder coming up 2 times in one conversation.
Cool.
Yeah. It's weird. It's he's not exactly a 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon type.
No.
When Flounder's come up twice, you're in a weird place.
What the fuck is going on with my life where I have to bring up Flounder again?
Let's speak about someone who's had a worse time of it than I have lately. You ready?
Lately?
Yeah, lately.
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
JonBenet Ramsey.
Whoa.
She's had a rough 20 years.
Yeah, not holding up, man.
No, she has aged like shit.
No, yeah.
I
saw her at the mall last week. She looked like shit.
Oh, God. I don't know. What is that mall from Dawn of the Dead? What age were you when the JonBenet, or as my girl likes to always say really quickly,
JonBenet.
JonBenet. Yeah, like it's a French
thing. JonBenet.
JonBenet.
I don't want anybody to know I can't say it.
JonBenet.
I don't actually recall my age. I couldn't even tell you. When was it? I can tell you what age I was.
Well, it was the 20th.
I don't recall.
It's the 20th anniversary
me
right
being
now.
Like, how old am I when this is going
fucking
on?
Fucking Copernicus. So take your current age and subtract 20.
20 plus that thing. That would
put it. Carry the 2.
96.
That's right.
That's right. 11.
There you go. You're not 31 right now, right?
Dude, I'm so fucking close. It's retarded.
When is it? When is the big day?
It's November.
Okay.
It's less than a month from now.
All right, stop fucking girl rounding up and be a man. You're 30 right now. 30 minus 20 is 10. You were 10 when it happened. Oh, but shit, it happened December.
Exactly, asshole. Exactly.
All right, yeah, you got it.
I got you.
Hey, dick licker.
That's quacktastic.
I wanted to see a blue duck. Yeah,
so
I
drew one.
I remember that pretty, I won't say vividly because I didn't exactly give a fuck, but that was a big news story from when I was a kid. That was back when we didn't have, we still were just getting into the vibe of the CNN, there's news 24/7 thing. So the first few stories, like Nancy Kerrigan getting her knee fucked out.
Yeah.
Those are like big
but
in
also,
the consciousness.
Even as a kid, I was like, is this really that important? I was like, it just kind of hurt.
Yeah.
I mean,
hurt as in she's ugly looking? That's a fucked up thing to say about a dead kid, dude.
No. Nancy Kerrigan.
Oh.
Yeah, you just kind of hurt, girl.
Yeah.
You ain't never been drive-by.
Not even the H.
Chill.
Just apostrophe U-R-T.
You got chill. Yeah. No, like I was talking about Nancy Kerrigan. I remember even as a kid, I was like, I want.
I think what I remember most from the Nancy, here's the two things you need to, well, we'll go with three things. The three things you need to remember from the Nancy Kerrigan case. Nancy Kerrigan's still fuckable as shit.
Mm-hmm.
Really good looking. And used to fuck Troy Aikman for a while, weirdly enough.
He's a weird looking character.
Two, Tanya Harding is aged into Dave Mustaine from Megadeth.
Wow, yeah.
And three, if you're ever bored, look up the Tanya Harding sex tape where she takes off her trash.
Yep.
I
think there's two sex tapes, by the way.
Oh, God. I remember very vividly she whacks off her dude into the palm of her hand and then, like, holds up the jizz like she's just found the Ark of the Covenant to the camera.
Like, high fives it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's jizz.
Like, she just found Predator's blood.
Isn't that what you're saying? You were like, yeah, she was with homeboy that had a long whistle.
Oh, Galooly, or no, he was Jeff Galooly. Yeah, yeah. There's the big fat Galooly. Henchman type. Galooly was the guy that came into her palm. Yeah, Galooly had quite the pipe on him. And not the one he beat Nancy with. Waka waka!
Bam!
There was a lot
Should've
of...
Should have, though. That would've
those
been
were fun. Our first kind of like 24/7 stories that I recall. And we had, JonBenet.
Yeah. It exploded with the OJ.
It was the day, it was a year after OJ. I think OJ was 95, JonBenet was 96, and it was the day after Christmas. I know this because our, again, Oathman, who we'll do a show again with him sometime.
Yeah.
When his schedule stops being so taxing.
No, yeah, whenever he gets back from Iraq.
He's Moroccan. You're fucking disgusting. Get it right.
So, hey, I don't know where he is right now, man. I haven't seen him in forever.
He's around. He's in Restonstan, last I checked.
We'll see.
So, he was really obsessed, I don't know why, because he was your age about when this shit went down, and I feel at age 10, you don't really give a fuck about this. At 15, 16, it was enough to penetrate my consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
So...
You were like, this is interrupting good programming.
Well, he would not shut the fuck up every time we hung out with him.
Oh, about, recently, okay.
Yeah, no, about the... There was like a 20... year anniversary special because we should celebrate it like, you know, friends. Where are they now?
Where are they now? A
20-year anniversary special on Investigation Discovery.
Sorry, I was just thinking about them doing like the Geraldo dig for like the JonBenet body.
Oh.
Like 20 years later, like they do with
I thought you meant like Greg
like
Geraldo, the way you pronounced it.
No.
Geraldo?
Geraldo, yeah.
You fuck enough Latinas, you should get that right.
They really don't care.
Okay.
Honestly.
As long as they get their pesos.
Yeah. No, when he was digging up, what's his nuts?
Al Capone's vault.
Al Capone's vault.
Yeah, the lost treasure of Al Capone.
Yeah,
like
Jesus.
Scrooge McDuck.
Yeah, I could see that with JonBenet.
The lost corpse of
like,
JonBenet.
We gotta see it. It's 20 years.
No,
what does
just...
it look like now? It's not there.
I don't watch a lot of cable that isn't HBO, and our dearly departed Butters can testify to the fact lately I've been too down to even fucking watch. Yeah, she's been texting me constantly. She's like, what did you think of Westworld? And I'm like, you know what? I haven't watched Westworld yet. Yeah, and then she's like Ouija boards back, and she's like, fuck you, watch it. Because she wants to talk Westworld with me. And I haven't even
Also, I have no idea how she has time for that shit.
Why? She seems to work at 9 to 5 and then go home.
She seems
Sorry.
To...
Sorry I didn't build the scene with you there, improv-y.
I can't see... I don't know how anybody has any time to watch any shows anymore. I'm not trying to take it completely off subject,
yeah.
But it's just like... Fuck. I get home at like 7:30, 8 o'clock, which is
sure,
later than most
half
people.
The time.
But I'm just saying, that's still insane. Even if I was home at like 5:30, I would watch one or two shows.
Yeah.
And then
what?
Eat and sleep.
You sleep at 7?
And then everybody's like...
Because you have to be at the field at 3 in the morning? What?
I don't know. You guys are just
ready
nuts.
To plow?
How do you guys do that and still...
It's the easiest thing on earth.
Look alive.
I want to know how people that do anything productive
do
anything.
Productive
yeah, you
stuff.
Go to the gym and shit. There's your answer. I've cut that third nipple out of my life, and then I watch TV during that time.
That's true. You got to turn that burner off.
I don't do a lot of cable shit, so it was weird when... Oh, just, again... Always, did you watch that JonBenet thing yet? Did you watch it? Like, he kept bringing it up to the point. I was like, do you have a fucking cameo in it? Like, why do you care? Like, are you the lone, you know, the extra grassy knoll gunman on this shit? What?
It could have been.
So I watch it, and it was not very good. the Investigation Discovery. You can watch it free via their app. That's how I did it.
Mm-hmm.
The third one especially is dedicated to this guy who years later took credit for the killing and turned out he couldn't have done it. He was about as fucking creepy as you'd think someone...
Who would want to take credit for killing?
Exactly, of a child and like left recordings like, she was just so sexy and then I just broke her. Oh, God. You know, that kind of stuff. Yeah, he looked like...
Sir, two hands on the phone.
I feel like if you had like a really hot chick... And she's like, look, let's go to the swingers club. And in theory, that sounds great because you're like, I'm going to fuck really hot girls. She'll love me too much to fuck any guys. So, you know, and then you walk in.
Oh, that always works.
Yeah, no. And all that happens.
We should always have an open relationship.
Yeah, and then
she just gets fucked
in front of you while you're all limp. You can't even get it up to jack to it.
And then you remember, guys will fuck anything, and all she has
fuck
to do is
bitch,
say
fuck
yes.
Fuck that bitch, fuck anything that moves.
And you're like, I am an open relationship. And then, the only people left are just still guys wanting to have sex with you. That's it.
This guy looks like a fucking Anne Rice pedophile vampire who would be on the wall of some sort of fetish slash goth slash open relationship fuck club. But not a guy that'd be getting any.
Where did they find him, and how did they prove this quote-unquote... You said it was false, right?
Yeah, it'd be like me saying I killed JFK, and they'd be like, oh, you're born in 81. I'd be like, yeah.
You know what?
Fuck you, too. Double guns.
Whatever.
So it piqued my interest. I wound up seeing a couple other things. I think my mom still gets Time, which at this point is just like a glorified pamphlet.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen a magazine lately? I know that sounds like a weird... comedic thing, but like, have you honest to God held
a magazine
in your hands? I see a
lot of like Guns
lately?
World.
Okay. I think Guns World still sells.
Yeah. Oh, no. There's still anything that falls in the realm of like the
addictions.
We consider country lifestyle or redneck. That's still gonna sell in hard copy.
Oh, man. Oh, that's gross.
And
that
paperback.
Girl looked in just as I was burping into the mic.
A girl on
tour, and she just saw me unhinge my jaw and burp
cute,
into the mic.
Way.
Yeah, the cute one.
Yep.
The cute
that's
one from
the
tour.
Yay!
Cool.
Maybe she'll listen to the show later.
I'll have sex with that.
Oh, God. Totally.
Who doesn't want to see the fat guy with tits belching into a mic?
100%.
Yeah.
Come on to the show.
Oh, yeah.
We should just let... Dude, they're trying to learn stuff right now.
Yeah.
And we should just come out there. One of you lucky people are gonna be on this show, and it's you, cute girl. That's
rule,
really
yeah,
all you
rule
guys can
number
go fuck
one
yourselves.
For being in radio, make the windscreen smell like shit for the next DJ after you. And I just did that.
Number one,
enjoy the disgusting banh mi that I ate earlier today and just burped into you. Oh God, I ate some dog shit today at the Vietnamese mall. Disgusting. Don't even want to get into it. Got so sick, couldn't even make it home. Had to crap in a public toilet.
That's gross.
It's not good. Back to JonBenet.
Yeah.
She deserved better.
Yeah.
I think my mom got Time, and she was, like, on the cover. And I was like, God damn, is everyone dipping? Like, have you realized, like, we've become, as a culture, nostalgic for murders? Like, we measure the good old days by, like, dead blonde bitches. We're like, oh, remember, wasn't it a more innocent time when Nicole Brown Simpson was brutally murdered? Like, God, I miss those days, don't you? Internet in its infancy, you got mail. It's just nicer back then.
Also, didn't they used to... Do they always use dead people on their covers? Wouldn't it kind of like a big thing?
Oh, you're thinking
of
the
like,
Time magazine curse. Anyone who's on it dies later.
They were like...
at some point.
They all die
might
later
might take
100
years,
point.
But yeah.
No, where they're like, I made Time magazine's cover.
Who?
Isn't that kind of like a prestigious thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't done it yet.
Fucking use a dead person, you assholes.
I got you. Reward the living.
Yeah.
You're like an indie music guy who's like, oh man, why aren't we talking about Minus the Bear? Why are the Beatles on the cover of Rolling Stone again?
Fuck 'em.
All right. I see where you're coming from.
Yeah, they rock hard, but their sound is clean.
I was between, just not stop the JonBenet shit and me thinking we were going to do a JonBenet segment with him and seeing this cover, I was like, look, I can't just leave it at this shitty... Investigation Discovery special. And that night, I mean, it was really this tempest of apparently four different specials on this little dead girl who died I might say Christmas, but no network had the balls to be like, remember when this happened 20 years ago during their Christmas programming? They're going to show you Ralphie with the fucking Red Rider for the millionth time. They don't have the balls to do any original murder programming during Christmas break. So somehow it was agreed upon. Maybe it was sweeps. I'm not sure. Everyone's going to do their JonBenet's Dead shit in September.
And it's weird, though.
CBS did a two-parter that, like, was cheesy as fuck. Don't get me wrong. Like, I don't watch network TV outside of football. Like, if you do, why do you hate your life? Some comedy's good. I take that back. Like, Bob's Burgers. Like, the Fox comedies I kind of like.
Yeah.
But, like, I watch football, and there's ads for, like, NCIS. Shit, what is it?
Yeah,
New
Miami.
Orleans. There's a show called Scorpion. And you see this shit.
It's garbage.
It might as well be a Columbo.
There's a nuke that's going to land in our elevator.
You're like, is the collective IQ of this country low enough to still watch this shit? It's baffling.
Apparently.
Like, is if every show is geared toward people 60 or older, that's the only thing I'm willing to excuse. That's it. Like, if you think you're getting anyone that's premenopausal with this shit, I got really, you know. Oh, well, we're recording, but you can hop in.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah,
sure.
So we'll be clean for a bit. Jay.
Do we have to be clean?
Yeah, Jay or
I'm not
over
Jay.
Here.
Oh, wait. Is he Jay?
He's Jay, man.
Hey, man. What's going on?
Yeah.
I'm Pete.
So the class is coming in for a tour as we, this is what, the B studio? The production studio.
Yeah.
And it's very handy. A lot of you guys aren't going to get to do live shows, so you get to record here and then post the podcast or whatever you want to do later. And I'll let Jay take the rest.
Okay, guys. So for the people that are just saying radio, voiceover.
So I didn't sell it there.
Back to Little Dead White Girls.
But, oh my God. Yeah, I was going to be completely honest with them. Well, what else can I be? And I really should have started talking while we were... I really should have. I thought about doing a couple things, and I was like, no, it'll just be cool. I don't want to make their class weird.
Yeah, no,
but
man,
really, I'm really...
Jay wanted to come in and just show the fucking equipment off.
But also, I'm really happy I made it weird.
It was a little weird, not going to lie. Somehow...
Why wouldn't it be? Well, one,
we had the
they
guy,
made it weird.
We had the
and
guy
then,
who
two,
starred in Making a Murderer here, and yet you made it weird.
You gotta make it weird, man. What do you mean? They're in here, and they're just staring at us, and they're like, hey... And that guy's doing a thing.
Why do I see myself on camera? Because the fucking camera's on.
Yeah, what do you mean? Yeah. I don't. It says YouTube right there. So, you know, no offense to that guy, but it's just like, come on.
None
what do you think's going on? You know? It's a nice, vulgar show, and, you know, we're trying to...
You don't have to bill it as such, considering we're pretending we're...
Well, I wanted to. I wanted to be like, what the fuck? What the fuck?
You need to just go out and pass all the Papa's Basement stickers out to those kindly people.
Yeah, I know. I wanted to be nice to them, and I was like, they're not going to laugh.
All
they're
the,
not
all
laugh
the cute girls were smiling for Petey.
If they don't give a laugh
Petey Pablo over here.
For
all
thinking
them,
that it's the topical JonBenet,
yeah,
they can eat a cock.
Oh, man. Look at those two axes on your shirt for all the hatchet wound you get.
Oh, yeah.
So we
splitting pussy.
I watched the CBS... JonBenet, infinitely superior, despite still being a network thing, wasn't done by HBO. Watched the CBS one, and they all but come out and just say her little psycho brother killed her, or her older psycho brother, which was... Do you remember much about the case?
Dude, I don't remember dick.
Okay, I'll give you a summary.
Go ahead.
I want to say Christmas morning, or day after Christmas, in the morning, the mom calls in. Does a fishy as fuck 911 call is like our child. We have a kidnapping. Weird wording, weird verbiage to use. We have a kidnapping. Our little girl's missing, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. There's a ransom note that's left. Like it's fucking 1950. There's a ransom note that apparently was written at the scene.
Signed, the people who stole the Lindbergh baby.
Yes, exactly. Because that's what you do. When you're going to kidnap someone, you bust into a house, you're like, I'll take that one. And then you tailor a specific ransom note because you don't want to be vague. You don't want them to not figure out which of their kids was abducted. And you write, you put this, you write it, you take 20 minutes. They timed how long it would take to write this. And apparently if you have it typed in front of you and you handwrite it, it's 20 fucking minutes to write this. So it's clearly bullshit.
Jesus.
It was clearly written by someone in the goddamn house, one of the parents. There's no debating it. You're a fucking
shit-tard.
You
don't take 20 minutes on anything.
If you think otherwise. I don't take 20 minutes fucking.
Nope.
I got better things to do. Nope. I know that like Netflix didn't exist back
then. It may seem like
a
ransom note or a suicide note, but it's not.
So
it doesn't take that long.
They then...
Thanks, John.
No, you're right. It's
you're just like, oh, I'm so sad now.
The cops, because this is like a rich white family, A, the cops are there, lickety-split, instead of being like, oh, it's the day after Christmas, you people of color. We'll be there the 27th.
We lost our tree and all our
My tummy's still full of goose. Let me enjoy my stuffing with turkey and gravy sandwiches with a little cranberry on top. We'll get to you in a day. Maybe she'll turn up by then. The cops are there. Everyone's traipsing through the scene. They don't tell the like lovely white family, get the fuck out. This is a crime scene. They just let them like mill around still.
Please watch us. Look at us when we look at something really hard and think, should I clean that up?
Dude, the mom is cleaning. Like, just
cleaning, like you would after any other party day. Why
are
you guys going in the fireplace? Well, sometimes in the fireplace, they leave a couple things that they didn't really burn all the way. And he goes, let me clean that up for you.
It's
don't worry.
It's a laugh. Like, to think how full of shit, I guess, the regular media was to have acted like it was any... Well, they reached the wrong conclusion. If I recall, the conclusion at the time was like, yeah, she pissed the bed. Her parents beat the fuck out of her. They were just sick. They were sick of this little piss monkey pissing all over the place.
God damn,
they just had enough of it. Yeah, they were filled with a little too much Christmas cheer. Beat the shit out of her. The dad, I think later that day, the 26th, goes into the wine cellar, comes up with a bottle of Bordeaux, but also his daughter's corpse. And is like, man, my baby! Throws her down on the floor. They then move the corpse like five different places while the cops are just kind of like, nah, you know, leave her in the chair. We can have Bernie
style.
You know,
she looks better over here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Change her clothing.
I mean, the tree's still up. We can't have her in the living room. Let's move her out.
Put some lights around her if you're going to keep her up here.
Yeah.
And just everything points. You do the CBS analysis or whatever. Everything, every fucking inch of it points to the fact her little psycho brother just... One, like, clocked her in her sleep a little too hard and smashed her skull. He's apparently, one time before, had beat her in the face with a golf club.
We've all been there.
Yeah. Oh, dude, one time I've told the story
before. I hit my brother with a chair.
I had a big Louisville Slugger softball bat, and I was, like, play missing my brother's head as I was swinging at it. He was, like, we're doing, like, fake stuntman shit.
Mm-hmm.
He was, like, rolling around his bed, like, whoops, just missed, whoops. Well, one time I didn't just miss. And I fucking just smashed his skull in.
Nice.
While there's some Mormon missionaries in the living room. And my dad just like instantly dropped the facade of not being a volcano of rage. It was like, what the fuck? And these guys got the fuck out of my house. They couldn't have left faster. And these are the dudes that won't leave. They heard my dad explode because I had just, my brother's just screaming, holding a goose egg the size
See,
of my
yeah,
saggy
you hit
balls.
Him, you hit him with a baseball bat. It's a pretty decent pitcher.
Uh huh.
It was a nice lefty.
Really, you pitch?
Yes, I pitch.
Okay.
Yes. You know.
Ew.
And I just clocked him. He might have been 8 feet away.
Wow.
And I pitched that shit right at his temple.
Jesus.
And I
okay.
Cleaned him up.
He still can't see out of that eye.
Yep. And I
He's
hit him with
got that Stuart Scott shit going
and
on.
I say, and the chair happened. I hit him with the chair. See, because you know, I like to keep my clothes crisp and clean. You know, I pay attention to that kind of thing. We had a band concert in seventh grade. He decided he was going to wear my shirt. Guess what, asshole? You're not going to wear my shirt. I have that shirt.
You are the law.
I hit him with a chair. He was just face down. I took the shirt off him. And then I went to the band concert, and he showed up late. Because he had to find a shirt after waking up.
Wearing a trash bag that he just chopped armpits
into. I also
into.
Kicked, speaking of clothes, I also kicked his ass because he was, one time he let his fat fucking girlfriend wear my shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden.
And she stretched it out.
All
you,
of a sudden.
You wear little
I
baby
get,
shirts.
I get it back. It's fucking stretched out. It's got these fucking stress holes on the bottom. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, what the fuck is that? Then he comes over. He's at my work. He's hanging out. I'm taking the trash out. Mm-hmm. He shows up in my fucking clothes. This girl's wearing my fucking t-shirts.
Wow.
And I fucking deck him.
Jesus Christ.
I fucking hate
God
that guy.
Damn.
He's a shitbag. What did they? Hey.
You really are a woman. The way to get Pete mad, wear his clothes.
No. Because it's that thing, dude. It's like, I always worked. One, you know that.
Yeah.
Right?
No, from what I gather, your brother's been quite the mooch in your life. So that was the last straw.
He takes the shit. Ruins it, and I was just like, I ain't having this. It was just really funny though, because a dude was pumping gas, because it was actually at a gas station. I was working the midnight shift, and dude was like, should I call the cops? And I was like, no, he's my brother. And I
heavy.
We're just fucking wailing on each other. He's like, oh, I don't know what to do.
I'm gonna use that.
That's
next
my
time.
Fun
yeah.
story.
Beat the shit out of someone.
He's my brother.
My brother. He looks Puerto Rican.
But his brains
Shut
are
up.
Leaking. His brains are leaking out. He looks Puerto Rican. Yeah, he does. Let's see what he looks like now.
My mom was a whore.
Yeah. You don't know my mom. Are you talking shit about my mom, dude?
But go watch yourself a JonBenet.
JB.
The CBS one. The JonBenet. Watch a JonBenet. Her brother used to smear his shit. He hated her so much because she became the center of attention. Obviously, she was a little show poodle of the family.
Mm-hmm.
He used to, like, smear his shit on, like, her possessions.
That is insane.
Like, he would just randomly duke in the room when they went in to the bedroom to investigate. I think it wasn't even fresh shit. They just found shit from other shit-wiping incidents all over the place.
Good Lord.
And he previously...
Those parents suck, man.
He previously beat her with a golf club, and the hole in her skull matched perfectly a mag light that they found downstairs. Like, the exact... If you just sank a mag light into some soft sand, you know, it would have... Into some Play-Doh, it would have left the same crack.
We gotta be careful who we give mag lights to, man.
Yeah, so anytime... If you're a cop, if you're a beat detective...
And you see somebody with a mag light, shoot them.
Exactly. It's life or death. But if there's like a dead kid, look for any sibling that hates them so much he wipes their shit around.
And their hands smell like Dookie.
Exactly. Little. If there's a brother, an older brother, and he's got shit under his fingernails, fucking get out the bracelets for him. All right. That is the chunk of the main show.
Watch it and tell us what you guys think.
But there is a final segment that we are trying to introduce, like a whole, like a 1, 2, 3. There's like the meat of the show, which is the normal show, but now there's going to be like a last 10 minutes?
Yeah, I would like to do a last 10 minutes, whether we do an interview, a phone call, a game show with you guys.
We already did the phone call, so can we go home?
We can totally wrap it up here, but just as a heads up, we will be doing this in the future, so there will be like phone calls in, we will be doing games. Like, is that a actor's child name, or is that a porn star?
Okay,
I like that.
Yeah, I like these because it sounds like shit you're going to have to prep on your own without me at all.
I mean, it's like shit you would do, like, in a sketch, but, you know, we don't have enough time to do a sketch. So
you can prep with Sarah and Brian.
You guys can call in. You guys want us to prank call somebody? I'll call them. Fuck it.
Well, did you ever hear that I don't say much as good about myself, but I will say that was a legendary clip. Where my brother, we used to find male prostitutes on Craigslist on air and prank call them.
There's no reason we shouldn't be doing that at the end of the show.
And my brother did nervous white guy voice where he was asking the cracked out brother man to pee in his asshole. And the guy was like, sure, I'll do that. Will there be money for my drug addiction? Yes, whatever you need, chief.
So, a couple things like that. So, guys, stay tuned. If you have any ideas for the end of the show, just send them to me. You can send me at maybejokes@gmail.com, or you can send them over at inpapasbasement.com, or inpapasbasement@gmail.com. I am at Pete Maybe on Twitter. You can hit me up over there.
Look at you, sneaking this in before. There we go.
Yeah, why not? But, basically, yeah, we're just trying to get a couple interviews in. Just some nice fun at the end, guys. So, if you guys want to join in... Let me know what you want, right?
I'm John Papagiorgio. Pete, maybe. Thank you for joining.
Dean
I look
picks.
Forward to seeing what you prepped that I don't have to work on for next episode. I got you, baby. You this improv master doing 4 hours of improv a week.
Yeah, you guys should see me at the...
Double dicking
you
on your prep.
See me out there. It's pretty amazing.
I don't doubt it. This is me being nice because I don't want to do shit when it comes to prep for this.
John can attest to it.
You're going
to
do all of it.
It's pretty good.
I'm John again. It's at Papa's Basement on Twitter. YouTube.com/Papa's Basement if you want video of what we do in studio, including that weird class that just walked in the middle of our fucking show. But it happens.
We'll tell you how to get in there, too.
Yeah, you can join Fairfax County Public Access. Good stuff. Great equipment for $26 a year. Can't complain
amazing.
About that.
This is the best studio.
Really is.
Yeah, they really... They're
in PapasBasement.com. Every show we've ever done is there. Find us on iTunes. Find us on Stitcher.
SoundCloud.
Yeah.
YouTube. Spreaker. Actually, Spreaker, you know what? I could take it or leave it. They don't really count for our tunes, but whatever. You guys can go and just like us. Tell 10 friends.
Get it out there. Yeah. Facebook shares, Twitter shares,
DM
but really
news.
Facebook shares.
Yeah. We also accept verification photos. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. From the cunt spigot?
We take those plenty. Yeah. Yeah. If you know where any tuna streams are, let us know.
All righty. And my once-a-year sign-off of love you, miss you. Till the next one. We're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show?
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.